Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation, Woody Guthrie. Let's show these fascists what we can do. And right now, it's not the Nazis speaking German, it's the Islamists speaking Arabic. This message goes out to the Islamofascists in America today. You fascists are bound to lose. You want to provoke the hillbillies? Keep it up. You want to provoke the Tea Party? Keep it up. Keep it up. You're bound to lose, you dirty, rotten scoundrels, you. It's the Savage Nation. A second American journalist was beheaded by these cowards. This time, of course, the State Department won't confirm it actually happened. They're still determining whether the Obama administration can even report that the beheading is accurate. And, of course, I think Obama's at a fundraiser today. He can't be bothered to confirm or deny it. Second American journalist beheaded, and the dirty, filthy coward in a black Islamo-Klux Klan outfit. How come the leftists are so afraid of Ku Klux Klan members wearing white who do virtually nothing in this country? And is sitting and saying nothing about the Islamo-Klux Klan wearing black. I mean, they're wearing black sheets over their head. That's the Islamo-Klux Klan that doesn't seem to frighten the liberals. Why is that? Anyway, here we are again. What should we do about it? Is the fear of this group affecting you? Do you give a damn? Or should we not care about this? Are you afraid of this blitzkrieg that's going on in the Middle West, in the Mideast, rather? Sorry. It's a blitzkrieg. And the Defense Department says, oh, well, we knew about him a year ago, but the president was busy with other things like trying to grant amnesty to 60 million illegal aliens, like spying on every American, like attacking his political opponents with the IRS. He couldn't be bothered with ISIS. And then they admit, oh, we were shocked that they made such rapid advances in the Middle East. Reminded me of Hitler's blitzkrieg in the beginning of World War II. Remember the blitzkrieg, those of you who study a little history? Blitzkrieg. Lightning strikes. Well, the Islamo-fascists are real smart. Most of them were top military men under Saddam Hussein. Remember him? Old Saddam Hussein who Bush killed. And I said, don't kill him, just weaken him. Remember that? See, Bush 1 had it right. Bush 1 weakened Saddam Hussein by weakening his military but not killing him because he knew Saddam Hussein, a Sunni, would be a counterbalance to the Shias of Iran. And he didn't destroy the Republican Guard. He kept them intact. But Bush, too, was advised by neocons, who I can name by name, who said, kill Saddam, kill his sons, kill the Republican Guard, break all of his weapons. And look what we have today. Take a look at what we have today. Now we have a president who is not like a deer stuck in the headlights on the highway of fascism. No, there's another analogy I could make. But it's a family show, and I can't do it. No, Obama's not like the proverbial deer stuck blindedly on a highway with the headlights on him, standing there on the road, and you have to come to a stop. There's another analogy I can make, but it's a family show, and I can't do it on the Savage Nation. Now, if this was an internet show, I'd ask some questions today that I can't ask on a national show. But I think you can ask them of yourselves. We are at war. Do you understand that we are at war? Whether you want to accept it or not, you're at war. Whether you want to accept that this government's at war or not doesn't matter, because the enemy is at war with it, and the enemy is at war with you. You may not know it, you may not care about it, but you are at war. They have said you're at war. And what they're doing to these poor journalists, cutting their heads off, is horrendous. But what they have done to religious minorities, such as the Yazidi, the Christians, is beyond comprehension. Burying them alive, beheading men in front of their women and children, raping the women, putting the women into slavery, selling the women, massacring the children. It's beyond your imagination, because you can't accept that Hitler is back, but he's not speaking German, and he's not dancing to the Horst Wessel song. No, Hitler is back, only he's speaking Arabic, not German, And Hitler is back, and he's not marching to the Horst Wessel song. He's marching to a different drummer. Marching they are across the Middle East right now, soon coming to a town in the Midwest. And you see, we have great men in our intelligence department. We have the DHS that can't keep track of its own cars. We have the FBI who's spending millions of dollars putting out videotapes of how great they're doing. Do you feel protected by your intelligence agencies, which have been purged? They've been purged, by the way, under Hussein Obama. Your FBI, your CIA, your DHS, your NSA have been purged under Hussein Obama. They've been purged. They can't say the M word. They can't say the I word. The only dangers to this nation, according to Obama's intelligence girls and boys, are Christians, Tea Party members, those who live in Idaho and New Mexico and drive pickup trucks. White males who wear crosses are in their crosshairs. Those who wear black Klux Klan outfits, no, that doesn't matter. Oh, no, the black Klux Klan outfits don't seem to work. 855-407-282. You care to comment on this? Is that a big enough topic for you? Or should I talk about the nude pictures that went up on the cloud? I cannot believe people are talking about these dirtbags in Hollywood who post nude pictures of themselves. Oh, my nude picture went up on the iCloud. I'm offended. Well, the FBI's on that. Oh, yeah, the FBI's the Johnny on the spot with the nude pictures. They'll get to the bottom of that one. Don't you worry. Oh, yeah, they're going to find out who posted the nude pictures of the slutsolas, the slutolas of Hollywood. Oh, my. Nude celebrity photos? How did that happen? Well, they posted them. That's how it happened. And now someone got them. Oh, my God. That's private stuff. And so Obama, the social engineer, sicking the FBI on them. He's not interested in the Islamo-Klux Klan. Because there is no Islamo-Klux Klan. No, there's no Islamo-Klux Klan. We're not at war. We're not at war. No, it doesn't matter. Anything to say? Anything to say about all of this? Yesterday we played some songs. We talked about Jimmy Carter's dirty money coming from Arab nations. Yesterday we talked about Al Gore, a man born without the gene for shame. You see, the pack ice in the Arctic has grown over the last 2 years to an area larger than the state of Alaska. But Al Gore hasn't stopped his big lie. The liars in the academic world have not stopped their big juggernaut of lies. No, we talked about that. And, of course, I celebrated the sanctity of labor. The sanctity of labor on Labor Day. I played a speech for you about labor, the labor of my grandfather, my father, and myself. And then, of course, my children, all raised to believe that, well, I say the work ethic. The work ethic is as simple as that. And now we have the leech ethic. From the work ethic to the leech ethic in one generation. Obama encourages the leeches and discourages the workers. Obama encourages the leeches to come into the country and tells the workers to drop dead and raises their taxes at every turn. Isn't it wonderful in one generation? Care to comment on any of my comments? You can. Phone number is 855. Now, by the way, the agencies that protect us are not even sure the beheading is true. No, no, they're still studying the video to see if it's true. Yeah, oh yeah. Now, why do you think this group, this Islamo-fascist, the Islamo-Klux Klan, is publishing these videos? Why would the Islamo-Klux Klan put out these videos? What do they think what is going to happen? They kill a Jewish reporter, Stephen Sotloff, by the way. Not one word out of the mouth of the professional Jewish organizations who get so offended. I'm offended. I'm so offended. They get so offended over so many things, and they're not offended now. Where are all of the professional Jewish groups in America that are so easily offended over offensive things, but have nothing to say about the beheading of a Jewish reporter? Shall I name some of these professional Jewish groups who are so easily offended? I'm offended. I'm offended. This is offensive. Have nothing to say about the beheading of Mr. Sotloff. Why is that? Anyone have any answers on that? I do. Believe me, I have a lot to say, and I'm going to say it in the next 2 hours on this show. Let's take the first caller. Michael on the Internet, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Yes, Michael. First of all, this second Daniel Pearl, as liberal, obviously, as he was, as naive as he was, a Jew who must know that they would like nothing better than to get somebody who was willing to put his head in the mouth of a lion. This person, who must have been a cosmopolitan, thinking that he could be above all the rest of those savages, is just a typical of what a liberal is, and liberalism got him killed. What I want to say...
Whoa, let's slow down. You know, you're blaming the victim here, Michael, is what you're doing.
Correct.
But let me explain something. You can't blame the victim. Where was he abducted? Do you know where Sotloff had been abducted? Do you have an answer to that question? Before you accuse him of thinking he was above it and they wouldn't hurt him, I don't believe that's true. I believe he was abducted when he was not even in their area. I think they overtook an area where he was, and they overtook it so quickly that he was captured.
Michael, Rabbi Meir Kahana used to say...
Hold on. Meir Kahana is dead. Meir Kahana is dead. I know every Jew at 22. I get it. I understand that. But, you know, I understand what you're saying, but it's like Rush Limbaugh blaming Robin Williams' death, suicide on being liberal. That was idiotic. That was stupid. That was stupid to say Robin Williams killed himself because he was a liberal. You can't plug the word liberal into everything and come up with the right answer, Michael.
If he is a cosmopolitan, he couldn't possibly be a conservative. The point is this.
You mean they killed him because he was liberal? That's ridiculous. They killed him because he was an American.
How does he expect to take seriously the opposite religion, Islam, when they will follow it to the hilt? There's no moderate Muslims. They're just people who haven't.
Well, okay, thanks. Now we're getting what we used to say in old German, Meshuga. The caller already went off the 855-407-2822. He made a point that I don't agree with him. He said Sotloff was killed because he was a cosmopolitan liberal, which is idiotic. It's not why he was killed. He was overtaken and captured. The enemy here is the Islamo-Klux Klan, not Mr. Sotloff, who was beheaded by these throwback scum. The scum of the earth. You know what kills me? I'll tell you what really grates me, is all of these self-righteous, phony Muslims in the world who say that we're degenerate, who say that we're perverted, who say that we're distorted, who say that we're this, who say that we're that, and then they kill women and children, innocent men, and they think that that makes them superior. These are nothing but psychopathic killers using the Quran as a weapon to disguise their sickness, their homicidal mania. Let me say that again in case you missed it. The Muslims who hide behind the Quran to commit these atrocities are psychopathic homicidal maniacs using the Quran as a weapon to hide their homicidal insanity. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Is the United States presently at war with ISIS? Yes or no?
Well, no. What we are doing is we are working very aggressively with international partners, with Iraqi and Kurdish security forces, to take the steps that are necessary
Get this moron off the air. If this moron and his boss had been in power in 1939, when Hitler was breaking out of Germany, taking Poland, then Czechoslovakia, you'd be speaking German or you'd be a lampshade. Now we have Hussein Obama in the White House, and the blitzkrieg goes on. Oh, and we hear stories out of the media about nude photos on the cloud. That's the biggest problem for the FBI. They're looking into that one. They're not pulling back the shroud of Islamo-Klux Klan. They're not reaching behind the burqa. They're not looking inside the masks. No. They're looking at the Ku Klux Klan from the 1920s. Making sure it doesn't have a resurgence in America. Meanwhile, the IKK is growing like crazy. Never call them ISIS on my show. Call them the IKK, the Islamo-Klux Klan. Do me a favor. ISIS sounds too much like icicles. It sounds friendly. Who created that acronym? Would they hire a PR agency from New York City? They hired some girls from Harvard, probably. Give us a nice acronym. Okay, let's try ISIS or icicle or something. It sounds friendly, doesn't it? Let's call them what they are, the Islamo-Klux Klan. But that's too good for them. I say plain old Islamo-fascism works. What's the difference what you call them? There's only one answer to this. General Pershing knew the answer. General George Patton knew the answer. And we've gone from Patton, General Patton to Patton Leather in one generation. From General Patton to men who speak softly and carry a limp stick. That's what we have now running this country. I see the Defense Department spokesman. I feel like crying. I feel like shaking the man and saying, it's okay now, you can go home, sir. It's okay now, you can go home. I mean, if you were the Islamo-Klux Klan watching the Pentagon Schmendrick speaking, would you be shaking in your robes down there in the desert? You'd be laughing. You'd be clinking teacups together. You'd be eating minced lamb together. You'd be enjoying yourself together. Eating kot, if you could get your hands on it. Drinking some kot tea, rather. That's what you'd be doing. You wouldn't be afraid of these men. You'd be laughing at them. These guys don't look like they could fight their way out of a shoebox. They don't look like they could fight their way out of a shoebox. Have you seen these men who represent our military? One soft-spoken putz after another. Where are the real men? They exist? Well, I know many of them were purged. They've been purged by Hussein Obama. So what would you like to do about this? Is the fear of the ISIS group, IKK, keeping you awake at night? Are you afraid of them? Are they winning the war of ideas by frightening you? Have you bought a new gun? You want to laugh? You want to laugh? Are you prepared for the possibility of walking in a mall and having one of these Islamo-Klux Klan members drop the burqa and firing off a machine gun round or two or 10 or 20 or 50? They said they're going to do it. And who would stop them? After all, if someone's wearing a burqa, they're sacred, aren't they? They're allowed to get a driver's license now wearing a burqa, not showing their face, because we've been so intimidated by the amendment that protects them. This is the Savage Nation. They are at war with us, but we're not at war with them. That's the problem.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's the Savage Nation, and the world is reeling with shock that Hitler is back. Hitler is back, only this time he's wearing a headscarf and he's speaking Arabic. And the West is caught flat-footed once again. They're still waiting for the white men to revolt. They've got all their intelligence agencies waiting for the white revolt that never came. Unable, unwilling to face the fact that they've created the essence of a Maginot Line inside the FBI. They've created a Maginot Line inside the CIA. A Maginot Line looking in the wrong direction within the NSA, looking at the wrong men. The men who can save this country are now the suspects in the Obama America. This is while the masked men are beheading people, raping people, selling women into slavery, burying people alive. The Islamo-Klux Klan is conducting a blitzkrieg on the order of Hitler's blitzkrieg with captured tanks. It's unbelievable, and we're not ready for them. Exclusive, the ISIS Sotloff beheading video was published by accident, they're saying. Now, remember I had a discussion with a caller who said he put his head in the lion's den and he got abducted. That's not what happened. I told you that was wrong. Sotloff didn't go seek them out. Sotloff was abducted. That's the man who was just beheaded on August 2013 near Aleppo. Aleppo was overrun by the Islamo-Klux Klan. When they overran Aleppo, he was captured. You understand? He didn't go seek them out thinking that he was going to be saved because he was a cosmopolitan liberal who could talk to them. Okay, so you can't blame the victim here. Please, don't go there. Here's the guy, and there he's dead now, the head cut off. What a way to die, huh? What a way to die. And Obama has nothing to say yet. He's busy fundraising, going to wedding, dancing, having parties, golfing, whatever. The analogy to Nero fiddle while Rome burn is too easy on him. You know the analogy of Nero fiddled while Rome burned? This is much worse than Nero fiddled while Rome burned, because Obama's not fiddling. You see, this is the mistake you're making. You think he's golfing and fiddling. He isn't. Obama is pushing his radical leftist social agenda down our throats as quickly as he can. And the coup de grace has not yet come. The coup de grace will be the legalization of millions of illegal aliens. That'll be the final knife into the guts of the American bull. As we're bleeding to death from the picadors of the left. I like my flowery language today. I'm having a good time. As the picadors of the left continue to stab the American political machine in the guts, the back, and the head with their barbed spears, we're still waiting for the final coup de grace to come. And that will be amnesty for the illegal aliens, all the while the Ku Klux Klan is conducting a blitzkrieg across the Middle East. Very well stated, Michael. I gave myself a gold star. I have to give myself gold stars. You understand that in my own head, I have a teacher. I have a condemning parent. I have a smiling parent. I have a condemning teacher. I have a smiling teacher. This is hard to do. You know, you got to do radio alone in a room, and you're saying, well, are they enjoying what I'm saying? Are they getting what I'm saying? Are they hearing what I'm saying? Are they listening to what I'm saying? Do they understand the danger we're in? I don't know. How do I know? What do I know what you think? The only way I can know what you think is by calling the show. So let's take a few callers and take the pulse of America on the Savage Nation. KCMO in Kansas City. Rick, welcome to the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Yeah, hi, Michael. We've had the 1-2 punch in the last 2 weeks of both the Archduke Ferdinand moment, and then today we get the Pearl Harbor moment, and still these folks around don't understand the leftists that's running this country.
Do you feel that this is the equivalent of the assassination of the Archduke that set off World War One? What they're doing to these journalists?
I just think that moment ignited the country, ignited a lot of people. Pearl Harbor certainly ignited a lot of people. These two things seem to be just almost business as usual.
Well, that's because nude photos were sent up to the iCloud, nude photos of sluts of Hollywood who live to have their nude photos seen, are suddenly screaming, oh my, a nude photo of me that I posted was stolen. Get the FBI on this.
And you would think that if these don't rile them, what gets their attention, Michael?
I don't know. The Dumbo in the White House, the hologram doesn't seem to be engaged. The hologram is leaving for a NATO summit on Tuesday. I think the hologram is still on vacation, isn't he? Where is the hologram? Does anyone know where the hologram actually is? I saw a picture of the hologram and the hologram's wife and the hologram's daughters using Air Force One to go to a wedding in Manhattan over the weekend. So I know that the hologram is still having a good time. But where is the hologram today now that there was another beheading? Has the hologram said anything yet? I don't know. Where is the hologram? I have no idea. I mean, this is beyond belief. Where are the good Muslims? Where is CARE? Aren't they the good Muslims? The Council on American Whatever Relations? How come CARE hasn't come out against the beheadings? Could it be they're secretly laughing at the beheadings? What are they doing? What's their position? Where are all the Muslim leaders in America? Where are the Muslim leaders on this? Nothing to say about that? WABC, Evan, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mr. Savage, you asked why the Muslims, the moderate ones, are not speaking out against this. I wrote a paper about the social narrative inside of Islam. And inside of Islam, there's a tenet that says it is sinful to speak about against anything that is Islam, even if it is as violent as an extremist sect such as the IKK. So then, in order for them to not be cursed themselves, they will not speak against it.
Oh, so they got that covered too?
Yeah, that's actually a tenet.
That's all in their religious book? That's in there too? Well, pretty good. They got everything covered, it seems.
I've read the Quran 3 times and the approved translation to English at least once.
Oh.
It's what's existing inside of their own religion, that they can't be against their own religion, even
so
if...
So another, it's sort of like the mafia. You can't rat out anyone inside the organization. Is that it?
You can't speak out against them. You can rat them out, but you can't speak against them.
Well, how can you rat them out without speaking against them? In other words, if what you're saying is true, that you can't speak out against Islamofascists who are doing these beheadings, for example, How can they then be counted upon to tell the truth to our geniuses in the FBI and the DHS, who I'm sure are on top of it here in America?
They can speak against the person, but it's religion. If they speak against the person's religion that they're practicing, of any sect of Islam, that is sin. And it's
I see. It's so sacred that it's above any criticism.
Exactly.
Can you imagine if we still had that rule in this country with Christians and Jews, where a Christian couldn't criticize Christianity in any way, or a Jew couldn't criticize Judaism in any way? Can you imagine living in such a country?
It's flabbergasting, because my job in the military is to help educate people why Islamic Muslims do certain things they do. And this is a point that flabbergasts them.
So we're in real trouble here, in other words, because they're never going to rat each other out. Is that what you're saying?
You will never see an open conflict unless the Muslim community stands up and denies that as a true part of Islam. It will not happen.
Yeah, but I've heard that before, that big lie that they're not really Muslims. Obama gave that big lie 2 weeks ago after the other journalist was beheaded. He said they have no religion in his speech. He caught himself on that one. Because later on in the speech, he then said he tripped over his own words. I remember the speech. I have a photographic memory when it comes to certain things. And one of the things Obama said in that ludicrous speech after Foley was beheaded was, they have no religion. Then about 30 seconds later, he said, and they're killing people of religious of other religions. And he stumbled on those words. The girl who wrote the speech for him, I'm sure, was either fired or promoted to a higher level inside the FBI, probably, for that one.
It's an interesting point. But until...
Yeah, well, but it takes intelligence to actually listen to the hologram. I actually listen to the hologram speeches in order to know what he's saying. Right now, the hologram is be perplexing. At a time like this, the hologram should speak, don't you think?
You would...
Or whatever. I mean, well, I'm talking to my... I don't know. Now we're worried about Russia. Watch, they'll do a bigger story on Ukraine and Russia than the hologram doing nothing about this. KSFO, Robert, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. I'm more concerned about... I mean, the odds are is that 200 people die in this country a year from a honeybee sting. I'm more concerned about dying from a honeybee sting than I am from Al-Qaeda or ISIS or whatever one of these groups that the government decides to name these people from one day to the next.
Okay, hold on. Let's think about your analogy for a minute, and I'll show you, in my opinion, the flaws in your analogy. The honeybees don't logically sit in their hive and say, let's attack people. Let's see how many we can attack. Let's see if we can kill all of the people who are in the country by stinging them. They don't calculate that. While the IKK does. If the Islamoklux clan got their hands on a nuclear weapon, you know they would use it, wouldn't they?
They most likely would, yeah, if they had the chance.
All right, wait. So let's take it a step at a time. So they're not like honeybees. Honeybees usually attack when they feel threatened. While the Islamoklux clan is attacking because they can and because they hate everyone who's not a Muslim, including Muslims who they consider apostates for not being radical enough Muslims. So these are the homicidal maniacs of the planet right now. It's as though we have a mass murderer running around the planet with a bunch of tanks and weapons and guns, and they're not being stopped. It's a gigantic army of mass murderers. They're genocidal maniacs. And you're saying, well, it can't happen here, and they're not threatening me. But I'm saying to you that if they got their hands on a nuclear bomb or they could put together a dirty nuke, they would use it. So you're saying, well, what can I do about it is what you're saying. Why should I worry about it? Well, the answer is you can't do anything about it, but the government should be doing a lot about it right now, and maybe they are or maybe they aren't. They should be eavesdropping in every mosque in America. They should have agents in every mosque in America. You say, oh, well, that's so racist. Well, make a choice here. Make a choice whether you want to step on that issue or have a city go up in smoke. That's my opinion. Make a rational choice here. You want to see a city go up in smoke, or you want to worry about the finities of whether or not you can spy on someone inside a mosque? You look at these Somali kids who never should have been brought into this country to begin with. Remember when they were brought in? Remember what people in the intelligence agencies were warning us? Don't bring the Somalis in. They're never going to adapt to America. How many of the Somalis in this country who have come in are still on welfare? What percentage? Does anyone have an answer to that? How many are sitting in their apartments in Milwaukee watching television that teaches them how to hate America and not working, breeding children, living on welfare, and abusing us. And you say to me that they should be brought into this country? How many of their children have gone over to Somalia and come back as bombers? How many? Look into it. I realize these are difficult statements to be made by me and very difficult for you to listen to because it seems as though no one should be able to even say this anymore in America. But unless we can articulate what's real, we can't defeat our enemy. Remember the first rule of any war, whether it's in business or in a social contract. The first rule of war is know your enemy. Let's start with the first rule of any social contract, any business contract. Know your enemy. Whether you want to consider them an enemy is another story. But it's been said that a contract is just a roadmap to a lawsuit. I don't like to look at it that way, but unfortunately in my life it's turned out to be that way most of the time. But a contract is such that you have to know your opponent, let's say, in a business dealing. But when it comes to war, which we are in, you have to know your enemy. So how does your enemy think? I don't know. I have no idea. Where is the hologram? I think the hologram just landed at Andrews Air Force Base. That must mean the hologram's got a round of golf later in the day because it's 3:45 on the East Coast. He can still work in a few rounds. The weather's good. There's Air Force One, helicopters, armored personnel carriers. Nothing but the best for the hologram. He's got to get, you know, brush up on Estonia. I love when they go to these foreign meetings and they stand there and the other guy talks, let's say, in Estonian. And our presidents, our dunces who speak one language, look at them, they shake their head. The guy's speaking in like an obscure Eastern European language. And our dunces standing looking, they try to look like they understand it. They go, Bush used to do that. Stand on the podium, didn't know what he said. He could say, by the way, the American president standing next to me is a real jerk. He could use a breath mint. And our president, they don't know what they're saying. I can't wait for that one. Look, I'm going to throw humor in here and there because this is a tense time for all of us. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets a lot better. I'll be right back. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
We've seen reports of a video that purports to be the murder of U.S. citizen Stephen Sotloff by ISIL. The intelligence community will work as quickly as possible to determine its authenticity. If the video is genuine, we are sickened.
Get her off my show. Get her off my show. Sickening. ISIL now. No, it's the IKK, the Islamo-Klux Klan. No ISIL. The Islamo-fascists are conducting a blitzkrieg across the Middle East, and the hologram has said nothing. Instead, the feminist hologram spokesmouth comes out and gives a speech. They can't even confirm the video. No emotion. Not like we're at war. If it's true, we're going to get them. We'll track them down anywhere on earth. Anyone touches an American, if we capture them, we're not bringing them to Guantanamo. We're putting them in the exercise yard at the worst prisons in America. How about that? Let's close down Guantanamo and transfer the prisoners to the exercise yards in America's toughest prisons. How about raising your hand on that one? I like that one. Put them into Corcoran and send the guards out for 20 minutes. Just bring them in from Guantanamo. Put him in the exercise yard at Corcoran, Pelican Bay, some of America's toughest prisons, and let the guards take a 10-minute coffee break. That might put a damper on the IKK and their activities who think that viciousness and psychotic behavior runs in one direction. We got plenty of people who would know how to take care of them. And do a video of it. Do a video of it and put it on YouTube. I'm sick of this. Stop the coming civil war. My book will be out in October. It's already number one on BarnesandNoble.com. It's a big story, and you haven't read it anywhere. You know why? Because I am Michael Savage, and I am a conservative. That's why you haven't heard about it on Fox News. That's right. Stop the Coming Civil War is already number one 2 months before publication.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Thank you.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you know what to do.
That's George C. Scott, the actor, in the film Patton. From an actual speech Patton gave our troops going into battle in World War II. Now compare that with the hologram president who said nothing about the execution today of another reporter, the beheading at that. Nothing. While the losers in the White House releases this, the losers in the White House say our thoughts and prayers are with Mr. Sotloff and Mr. Sotloff's, Scott Sotloff's family. Shame on you. Shame on you drug addicts in the White House for having the lack of decency you have. Have you no shame? Have you spokesmouths for the hologram president? Do you lack a gene for humility? Do you lack a gene for compassion? Do you lack a gene for reality? I think so. Our thoughts and prayers are with Mr. Sotloff and Mr. Sotloff's family. The Islamo Klux Klan says that they're at war with us, but we're not at war with them, says the hologram. So I have to ask you, with this going on, how is it affecting you? Are you having nightmares? Do you fear these animals? Do you think they're going to do something at a mall? Have you prepared for it in any way? Have you changed your life in any way? I mean, there's an awful lot of them here. We've been told they're here. Don't think I'm just some right-wing nut creating a scare tactic, being an alarmist. Your own government, your hologram spokesmouth last week said there's a lot of them here in this country. Where are they? They know there's a lot of them. Where are they? And there's Dianne Feinstein, chairwoman of the most powerful Senate Armed Services Committee. I realize she's on it for the contracts to make sure they're all kosher. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the most powerful position, number one contracting agency, is the Defense Department. What a cushy job that is, especially if you know someone who does a little defense work, you know, here and there. Not a bad position. So she comes out from under her rock and says, oh, the president's timid. That's the head of the Senate Armed Services Committee. That's the most she could say. I wonder if there's any kind of contracting that'll go on now that someone we might know in the shopping cart business might get a little steerage in. Pardon me for my sarcasm. Keeps me going. Pardon me for my sarcasm. It keeps me alive. Pardon me for my sarcasm. It keeps me from getting totally depressed and enraged. Pardon me for being Michael Savage. Pardon me. But I'm not going to stop. I'm only going to get started now because we're coming to 9/11. And with so many of these throwbacks from the Islamo Klux Klan running around in this country, according to our own government, it's inevitable that a few of them are going to go off like a Roman candle on 9/11, isn't it? Now, you would think so. You'd think there was a few of them are going to go off like a Roman candle. But it won't affect you. You got shorts on, your daughter's selling lemonade in the suburbs like it's 1952 in Life magazine cover. I don't blame you. You want to put your head in the sand, don't you? So keep taking that Prozac. Keep drinking that bad California Chardonnay. And keep wearing those shorts and keep on golfing. Oh, yeah, keep up the golfing. Above all, keep up the golfing. Pay no attention to the Islamo Klux Klan around you. Well, someone else will take care of it. It won't affect me. The masked executioners today on the YouTube video say, I'm back, Obama. And I'm back because of your arrogant foreign policy towards the Islamic State, because of your insistence on continuing your bombings at a Mosul dam, blah, blah, blah. So in other words, that's the excuse that this homicidal psychotic maniac uses, along with his Quran, to cut a man's throat who has no opportunity to defend himself. See, these are homicidal maniacs using the Quran, their holy book, as an excuse or as a weapon, to mask their homicidal psychosis. So how does that affect us? You say there's not enough of them to bother us, we're an island unto ourselves. We should practice isolationism. And I understand that. We got We got sucked into the quagmire of Iraq once before. I remember that. I seem to remember that we got sucked into this quagmire once before. The problem was manifold in the last time we got sucked in. Bush persecuted many men, mainly U.S. Marines and Army Rangers, some of whom I've helped. You know that. I don't have to forget my halo. You know who they are. They were persecuted by George Bush's cowardly punks in the military and given court-martials for doing their job. And what did they do wrong in Iraq? These men were rotting at Fort Leavenworth as I speak to you. They killed the enemy before the enemy had a chance to kill them. They shot them in the belly before the Islamo-fascists got their gun away from them and was able to shoot them in the stomach. And for that, they violated George Bush's rules of engagement. Yeah, you heard me. So if you think that this flood of insanity that has paralyzed this nation began with Obama, you're mistaken. It began a long time ago. It's just that it's been metastasized now almost to the level of point of no return under this guy, the hologram. Now, what can we say about this that hasn't been said? This is the number one news story. This is the number one news story. And I think we should now play out some of the sound bites, because they're saying that there's no war, we're not in a war, nothing. They're in a war. There's no goal. There's no policy. The president said we have no policy. Do we have that old one, Neil, where the president said we have no policy? Play that one. This is the hologram on this issue. Let's play the hologram. I think we still have it. If not, don't worry about it.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet.
We don't want to put the golf cart before the horse?
In some of the news reports.
This guy has a golf cart on his mind.
That, folks are getting a little further ahead of where we're at than we currently are.
So we have no strategy. His mind was on carts, golf carts, carts of money. So he said, we have no reason to put the cart before the horse. We have no strategy. Well, they have a strategy. ISIS, ISICL, IKK has a strategy. The Islamo-Klux Klan is conducting a brilliant blitzkrieg. And their strategy is quite simple. Induce terror before you even arrive on the battlefield, and the enemy will throw their weapons down. That, you see, I got to tell you again, I know you don't want to hear it. You think this is a limited engagement. You think somehow it's going to go away. You think that if we just ignore it, you know, don't worry about it. Everyone will get together. I got to go sell some ties in the garment center. Don't bother me with this crap. Now, I'm in New York. I don't care about the great days of the Arabs and the Byzantine army in 634. You know what? I don't want to listen to this. Who's on first? What's his batting average? Huh? And I really want to see them pictures of them naked broads in Hollywood on the iCloud when I get home. I want to sell my ties today, my belts. Don't waste my time. Who is this nut talking about? The Islamo-Klux Klan. Well, what's he nut? Who cares? They cut some guy's head off. Isn't that what they do? Isn't that what they do to each other down there? What do I care? I'm a wise, smart New Yorker. I don't need to know any of this garbage. I'm smarter than everybody. I'm smart. I know everything. But what you don't know, Mr. Wise Guy, is that the Arabs swept across the globe in only 25 years, conquering Egypt, Arabia, Syria, Armenia, and Persia in only 25 years. And you know how they did it, Mr. Thai salesman? They did it with little armies of 3,000 to 4,000 Arabs. And they did it by inducing terror as they went along the way. So if you think that the leadership of the Islamo-Klux Klan, ISIS, whatever you want to call them, are stupid, you're mistaken. They know just how to do it. And they're doing it the way it was done 1,000 years ago. And that is, they invade a town, they conduct the worst terror you can imagine, burying people alive, raping women in front of their children, killing the men in front of the women, raping the women, selling the women into slavery. And what happens next is when they arrive in the next town, they throw their weapons down out of fear. So the 3,000 and 4,000 Arab armies, little armies, is how they did it before. And this was a plan, by the way, that was put out by the successor to Muhammad after Muhammad died. And the successor was named Abu Bakr. He became the caliph. And with the faith that moves mountains, the faith in his little holy book, the Quran, he set out a simple plan. And that was to organize and subjugate the whole world to Allah. Listen to what I just said to you. He had a little plan, which to subjugate the entire world to Allah. and he did it with little armies of 3,000 to 4,000 Arabs. How do I know this? This is according to the history books. This is according to the letters that the Prophet had written from Medina in 628 to all the monarchs of the world when he told them that he was coming for them and what he would do. And then we see the great days of the Arabs in 25 years. It's one of the most amazing stories of conquest in the history of the human race. 25 years, they conquered, as I said to you, from Arabia. They set out and conquered Egypt. They conquered Syria, Armenia, Persia. A good part of China was Muslimized. And that's how it happened, little armies. So that's what they're doing now. They're following an ancient script, an ancient plan. By 750 AD, the Muslim Empire had conquered a good part of Spain. As you know, all of North Africa was converted to Muslim Islam. Persia was conquered. You know, Iranians were not originally Muslims. A good part of Turkestan was conquered. And it was only at the Battle of Poitiers in France where they were stopped by the Frenchmen, the French noblemen who were knights themselves. See, in those days, if you were a rich man, you didn't hire bodyguards. You had to be tougher than your own bodyguard to be a knight in those, to be a rich man in those days. That's how it worked. If you weren't tougher than your bodyguards, you weren't rich, because somebody would have taken it from you. In other words, the guy who was tough enough to be your bodyguard would have taken your money from you. He would have become you. But today, you can be Bloomberg. Anybody can run a city, a country. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. No, we just let some mercenaries do it. Where are the French on this? Where are the Germans? Where are the English? Where are the Spaniards? Where are the Italians? Why are they doing nothing? They're more threatened than we are. They're closer to the Islamo-fascist headquarters. Where are they? I mean, Italians can kill. Spanish can kill. The Germans can kill. The English can kill. The French can kill. Where are they? Why are they? What are they doing? I mean, time for the French to get their noses out of the brie. It's time for the Italians to get their noses out of the cappuccino. It's time for the Spaniards to get their noses out of the sangria. And it's time for the Germans to get their noses out of the whatever they're eating over there. I don't know. They're not eating any German food anymore. I know that. They've wimpified the entire nation. They don't even eat bratwurst in Germany anymore. No, I think they're eating green food now in Germany. They're all lean and lithe, and they're not willing to do anything. But the troubles are great. They're facing the entire world. The entire world. And one of our natural allies would be the Russians. Tough as the bear. The Russian bears, you look at the fights, you see a whole new breed of fighters over the last 15, 20 years. These Ukrainian fighters, no one knows where they came from. Who knew that the Ukrainians could fight? Never knew such a thing. You see these Ukrainian-Russian fighters that are astounding. The Russians are tough. They're a natural ally against the Islamo-fascists. After all, they have faced them off. They faced off with them many times. Putin did. Remember when they captured, when the Islamo-fascist masked women in burqas took over a theater, what they had to do? The Russians had to gas the whole theater and go in shooting. And they were willing to do so to stop and crush the Islamo-fascist threat. They didn't say that we're not at war. Putin didn't say, oh, no, we're not at war. Putin didn't say, I'm busy on the golf course. Putin didn't say, I'm not ready to fight. But we're fighting with Putin now. Our natural ally against the Islamo-fascists has now become public enemy number one by the psychotic liberals that run this country. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
Is the United States presently at war with ISIS? Yes or no?
Well, no. What we are doing is we are working very aggressively with international partners, with Iraqi and Kurdish security forces, to take the steps that are necessary to mitigate the threat that's posed by ISIL.
That's very encouraging. That's so dramatically encouraging. It really is. And the hologram himself has not been heard from. I guess he's brushing up on his Estonian, getting ready for his trip. They've got him in Estonian English dictionary. So Josh Earnest, whoever that is, I never heard of him. Where they come up with names like that aren't even real. Even the holograms' spokesmouths have unreal names. How could a spokesman for the president be called Josh Earnest and be taken seriously? I mean, Josh Liar would be better. Josh Fibber. Josh Faker. Josh Dissembler. Anything but Josh Earnest. Oh, we're working with international partners. We're working with the Kurds to take the steps necessary to mitigate the threat posed by ISIL. That's a vigorous, muscular response, isn't it, to a beheading? Unbelievable to me. So what are you doing about it? You, the listener, you. September 11th is coming. Does the timing of killing these reporters, let us say, put any thoughts in your mind? You don't really care. Guy calls, I don't care. More people die. That's the standard liberal line, by the way. More people die in car wrecks than have been killed by ISIL. What do I care? I got to go sell my ties. That's all. Leave me alone. I don't care. Let the government take care of it. The government will do it. The government will take care of it. Well, the government should take care of it. The government should have taken care of them a year ago. The government should have made sure that the tanks that we gave the Iraqis didn't fall into their hands. The government should have put some kind of devices in them that if they fell into the hands of the enemy, they would have been automatically disabled. But let me explain something to you. I believe this is all happening on purpose. Now, I know this now moves into the conspiracy theories. So let's have a conspiracy moment together. How's that? I have 57 seconds. I'll do it in 56 seconds. 3 months ago, Obama declared the end of the production of the tank-killing airplane. I always forget its name, the Warthog. It's been used since the Vietnam era. There's no better plane for low-altitude flying and killing tanks. Obama killed that program. I don't even know if we have any Warthogs over in that theater of war. Now they allow the Iraqi battalions to leave behind our M1 Abrams, which they're now using on a rampage, a blitzkrieg like Hitler conducted. And we can't stop the tanks? No, I think somebody in the White House wants this to happen. Do you know why? Because these are the guys, the rebels, that Obama and McCain have wanted to use to overthrow Assad. You get it, Schmendrick?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage.
The American people are sitting like a bunch of schmucks watching a dictatorship emerge in front of their eyes.
Terrorism, which is based, is a direct threat to every European country.
Now, that's, of course, Mr. Cameron of Britain, Prime Minister David Cameron. Our hologram has said nothing. Our hologram has said nothing. Golfing, I mean, it's becoming not a joke anymore. It's becoming frightening. Why is the hologram saying nothing after the second beheading? How can the hologram be allowed to remain in the presidency at a time like this? He's either frozen at the switch, his hands are locked in the steering wheel, or he is, let's not go there. I don't even want to go to the other side of it. I gave it to you in the last segment. I'm telling you, something is so wrong with this picture that you can't easily come to any conclusion other than the worst. Listen to what Cameron next says.
Cameron, we now believe that at least 500 people have traveled from Britain to fight in the region. This is in addition to 700 from France, 400 from Germany, and hundreds more from countries including America, Canada, Austria, Denmark, Spain, Sweden, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Australia.
Why were they allowed in my country? What do you mean they traveled from America? Where'd they come from? How'd they get here? Most of them were not born here, you know that. They were invited in by liberals. They were invited into America as part of the grand multiculturalism that we were promised would bring us all together in great harmony. The Benetton flag. The Benetton flag, the multicultural America that we're all promised would be a perfect world. A perfect world where everyone would be in harmony. Now, we have that perfect world right now where 50% of the population sits on their fat behinds doing nothing. And amongst those 50% are some doing an awful lot. Well, they're not working. They're plotting how to kill us and take over the country. Meanwhile, the FBI is looking through their Maginot line. They're looking at returning American military veterans as the next terrorist group. Yes, the FBI is definitely on the trail of the Tea Party. Oh, the NSA has the Tea Party in its ears. Don't worry about that. Oh, they're listening around the clock at all the chatter of all the conservatives in America. Not the Muslim terrorists. No, because that would be racist. No, it would be very racist to listen in on a Muslim plotting to bomb this country or God knows what else. But it's not racist to attack a white heterosexual Christian male returning war veteran at all. That's the target. That's the target of Hussein Obama's FBI, CIA, NSA, DSA, LSMFT, whatever. That's where all the money went. That's where the money went. DHS, they were down there in Ferguson, Missouri. Were they? No, they weren't there. Wait a minute. The Department of Homeland Security is supposed to protect their homeland. And they're ready for riots. They got APCs. They've got tanks. They've got helicopters. They've got hollow point bullets. DHS does. They got buses. But they weren't in Ferguson, Missouri. Why not? Well, it wasn't white men rioting to stop the flood of illegals or God knows what. They're ready for that riot. Oh, they're ready for that one, but they weren't ready for Ferguson. Wasn't their business. Oh, no. I changed the initials of DHS to something else, but it's a family show. So where do we go now? Now, we listen to Cameron. He's speaking intelligently. Now, the only reason he's speaking up, let's be clear, is because he's now being threatened by the UKIP party in London, in England. UKIP is a conservative, far-right conservative party that is against immigration, which, by the way, 78% of the Britons oppose illegal immigration. They want immigrants controlled. They'd like to kick most of them out, by the way. They know what they did to the country. They know what they did to the country. If you actually ask the average person in England what needs to be done, the ones who are the descendants of those who actually built the nation, they know what needs to be done. They know how to do it, too, believe me. There's plenty of them in that country who could clean the clock of those vile, disgusting, homicidal maniacs disguised behind their religious book. They could take care of them in one day. But they're under the radar of the intelligence services in England, as are our tough men being watched by our intelligence services in this country. Meanwhile, the Islamo-fascists continue to plot away. Travel freely, they do. Oh, they can travel anywhere they want and come back because they're Americans. They can come back, they can go, they can come and go as they please. But no one's watching them. So now one of their cousins executes a poor, innocent reporter over there in the Middle East. And we have the tape. I don't know if I want to play that. That's psychotic. I can't listen to it. I can't listen to it. They take this guy's head off, and he tries to justify it the way all psychopathic killers always justify their acts, by the way. These are mass murderers. They're serial murderers who are using the Quran as a justification for their psychosis. And you have to understand how dangerous this is because there are many psychotics in this country who want an excuse to kill. And they are finding that excuse to kill. And once they put the veil on, for example, suddenly they're purified, they're clean. A day before, she was the lowest whore in the neighborhood. The next day, suddenly she's purified and she's ready to kill for Allah. You think I'm making it up, don't you? I realize some of this is shocking to hear. I get it. But let me read it to you, because in case you think I'm making it up for effect, you are mistaken. I got to find that the woman over there. Ah, I had it on my website. It's still there. She was a punk singer, a garbage singer no one listened to in the rotten, stinking, drunken clubs in England, and a tattoo artist, whatever, who knows whatever she was. A dirtbag, in other words, a filth from the gutter. And she started dating, you know, one of the guys from one of those wonderful areas over there where they kill people for not practicing the right form of religion. Wonderful fellas. And suddenly she was purified. The minute she put the veil on, she was cleaned and she was cleansed of all of her sins. All of the drug use went away. All of the whoring went away. All of the vile behavior that she was engaged in was suddenly gone and she was purified. Well, that would be great. I'm all for it. But then she came to a revelation. She had a satori, an Islamic satori. Now she was going to kill for Allah. It wasn't good enough that she purified herself with the Quran. Now she was ready to kill for it. Here it is. British mother of two joins ISIS. IBTimes.com. It's on MichaelSavage.com. It was a little story, but it's very telling. International Business Time. British mother of two joins ISIS and pledges to behead Christians with a blunt knife. You hear this? She's now wearing a black Ku Klux Klan robe. She's got a black Ku Klux Klan robe on and a rifle in her hand, and she's suddenly empowered. She has a new name now. A British mother of two once fronted an all-girl rock band is believed to have gone to Syria to join Islamist, blah, blah, blah. She was married to British computer hacker turned jihadi Junaid Bahkan Hussein, no less. The name is very soon. Junaid Hussein, like our president's man. And after an online romance, they met, and then they joined the Islamic State. Okay. Now, she says on a Twitter account, you Christians all need beheading with a nice blunt knife and stuck on the railings at Raqqa. Come here, I'll do it for you. And there's a picture of her with the blonde hair, that skank, in her former life before ISIS, that skank low-life British slut, Sally Jones, fronted an Earl Girl rock band. Then she was purified. She was purified. And suddenly, her neighbor described her as scatty. Another said she was interested in black magic and witchcraft and had a love for cats. Okay. So before joining the terrorist group, she fronted an all-girl rock band. And she wore leather mini skirts and whatnot. And whatever. And then, of course, she went with her Muslim husband to Syria. And she was purified by putting on the Ku Klux, the Islamo Klux Klan outfit. And then she said she never felt better. Clean as a whistle. And then she said she wants to behead Christians. So what are we supposed to do about them? How many are in America? How many of them are in America marching around with the burqas? Have you seen the eyes behind the slits? Have any of you actually dared to look into the slits? Have you? No, you're not allowed to even say it. You're not allowed to say it at all. It's considered racist to even look in the eyes. Have you looked, though? Have you looked yet? And have you seen what's marching around in your neighborhood? Okay, all I can say to you is this is going to get a lot worse before it gets at all better. And it's not going to get at all better until we get rid of these sheeple inside the government. The sheeple who have destroyed our military's capability of fighting. I didn't say we can't fight, but the leadership of the military is at an all-time low. Have you seen Hegel? Has anyone actually listened to Hegel's speech? Or speak? Do you have confidence in Defense Secretary Hegel to fight this war? Hegel was put there for one reason by Hussein Obama, and that was to gut the military. Purge as many troops, as many leaders, and as many weapons as he could as fast as he can without actually being thrown in jail for doing so. He's doing it faster than if the communist Chinese took over the country. He couldn't have disarmed the American military quicker. Hegel did it faster than if the communists took over America. But he did it with a smile. The main thing is he never talked loud. See, guys who talk loud are bad. And guys who talk low are nice. Quiet men are good men. Loud men are bad men. See, men like me are bad men to the average American. They don't like my style, the average liberal. I'm too rough. I speak too loudly. They like quiet. They like quiet men like Obama and like Hegel. And like Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who speaks so softly. Why does he strike me as a cop from Staten Island who was busted for stealing apples? I don't know why. Dempsey looks like the kind of cop that got busted for stealing apples on a cart in Staten Island. He's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey. Where are all of the fighting men? Where'd they go? Well, they were purged. They were purged. Obama's purged them. Oh, yes, there are men in the field who could fight for sure, but, oh, the top brass, forget about it. No, those men are not the tough men. They're the quiet men. They're the sheeple of the military. They're the sheeple. Do they have a plan? I don't know. The hologram is the commander-in-chief. What is the hologram's plan? He doesn't know. He has no plan. He has a grand slam in his hand, not a grand plan. The hologram has a... What is a grand slam? Is that a Denny's thing? I don't know what a grand slam is. Yeah, it's a breakfast. Yeah, he doesn't need a grand slam. I'm sorry. I'm just playing with words. Is that like a breakfast with eggs and ham and sausage and what? Does he eat? I want a giveaway now. He has a dog in the White House. That's a good thing. That's a good thing for one, you know, for the obvious reason. Thank God. Does he eat ham? That's all I want to know. Do they serve pork or ham in the White House? I got to know this. I know, I mean, I look at the menus for the dinners that they have. Chardonnay, the fish, the beef, a lot of beef. She likes pizza and fries because that's halal. But, I mean, are they allowed to have ham in there? I don't know. Was that offensive somehow? Why am I asking these questions? Because I have an eerie feeling that there's a terrible reason for all of this going on and us doing nothing. That's why. I have an eerie feeling. A, I watch too much television. I admit it. B, I'm a fiction writer. I've written bestsellers like Abuse of Power and The Time for War. But, yeah, my imagination runs wild. I admit that. I do watch the television show Homeland. I admit that. I was very impressed with that series. I don't know how it got produced. by the liberals of Hollywood. I have no idea how that even got made. I don't understand it. You know, about a returning veteran who became, he was really a Muslim secretly on the rug in the basement. He had the rug, but he was really a double agent. They didn't know it. And Carrie, the CIA agent, the woman, thought he was. They told her she's nuts. She wound up in a bug house because they'd made her crazy. Even though she was sure he was a double agent, they gave her electroshock therapy in season two. Right? But it turns out he actually was a double agent, a Muslim. And he did the suicide vest thing, and he did help blow up the CIA building. Remember in that series? It was shockingly real. We understand that the hologram liked that show. We were told one of the hologram's favorite shows was Homeland. You know why? Because the boys in Hollywood are very smart. If the boys in Hollywood can do plots within plots within plots, but he wanted to make sure he didn't wake up in plots from one of them one day. In other words, if he got the plots within the plots and the plots in the plots, he could call one of the boys from Hollywood and say, look, I want you to write me another plot. And then he could use that plot to get away with even more. Well, at least that's how the novel would work. And I'm only writing a novel on the air right now. Don't take me seriously. No, listen to serious men like those on CNN. They're the ones who are going to lead you right where you need to go. Oh, listen to Brian Williams and the NBC people. They're the reliable American sources for news and analysis. Certainly not Michael Savage. No, don't listen to my analysis. Listen to theirs. As far as my new book, Stop the Coming Civil War, well, even though it's number one on BarnesandNoble.com, it was number one 6 weeks before it came out. That's not a news story. A news story is Hillary Clinton's book that didn't sell. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. We're talking about the beheading of another American journalist that was put up on YouTube by the Islamo Klux Klan, who Obama's named Icicle or whatever. And there are other stories, by the way, on the Savage Nation. They're shocking stories. Remember those unaccompanied minors from Guatemala and El Salvador? Well, the cost of educating these children will cost us about $760 million. They've overwhelmed our schools. Another big news story, something that isn't going to make it to your local newspaper, is that Obama was given detailed intelligence for 1 year about the rise of the Islamo Klux Klan, which they call ISIS. There are other stories. These are the big stories. That's right, really big stories. The crisis in the classroom, the surge of illegal immigrant kids posing a challenge for schools. Any teacher who dares speak out is called a racist. But if you're sending your child to one of these schools, I'd make sure that they're very, very careful about contact with these other children, because many of them, I don't care what you say to me, I know the truth, could pose a risk to your child with tuberculosis, with scabies, and with other illnesses that this government ignored. Just as this government under Hussein Obama ignored the rise of ISIS, they're ignoring the health threat of the illegal alien children. Why? I'll let you figure out why. Many reasons. You can plug it in. It's a plug-in formula. I mean, you could figure it out. Meanwhile, while Cameron of England is saying that this group is a direct threat to every European country, our president, our hologram president, has said nothing. And that's why I say to you, can America survive this president? Can America survive a civil war? This nation is in very bad trouble. And the seeds of a second conflagration have been sown by Obama and his leftist minions. Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth by Michael Savage. It's not just a book. It's a warning. The hologram has said nothing about the second beheading. He's brushing up on his Estonian, apparently.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I'm back, Obama, and I'm back because of your arrogant foreign policy towards Islamic State, because of your insistence in continuing your bombings in Ahmadis and Mar and the most of them, despite our serious warnings.
You're listening to the voice Obama of an Islamo-fascist who just cut the head off another reporter.
Just as your missiles continue to strike our people, our knife will continue to strike
the next. Turn the psycho off. This government's got all its resources to protect us from the Ku Klux Klan, but not the Islamo-Klux Klan. And now we learn today that Obama was given detailed intelligence a year ago about the rise of the Islamo-Klux Klan in the Middle East. The story came out from Catherine Herridge at Fox News. It's actually blisteringly real. Your president was given detailed and specific intelligence about the rise of this group at least a year before the group conducted its blitzkrieg over the summer. The official who asked not to be identified said the data was strong and granular in detail. And he said that any policymaker, quote, could not come away with any other impression. This is getting bad. But Obama did nothing. He did nothing. And I keep saying to you, something's wrong with this picture. Because remember, according to Obama, this year he dismissed these extremists in black robes as the JV team. They were the junior varsity. Well, of course, you know that he's the head of the JV team. Obama was never ready for prime time, but we're stuck with him, are we? Are we? What happens if a president show? You know, I got to ask this question. It's been plaguing me for a while. We know that the man is incompetent or worse. We may be very, very competent if you want to take the extremist position and go into the conspiracy area that he's actually blah, 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 working with them, sympathize. Doesn't matter. You want to go in that direction. In either case, what would you do? How does America deal with a president who's nuts? Not Obama. Let's say another time, another place. We have a president, it turns out that he goes crazy. He starts appearing naked on balconies, throwing roses to his supporters. I'm giving a crazy example. Or we have a president who just goes crazy any way you want. Can he be removed from office? I don't know. What kind of country are we living in? You can't remove a nut? Well, you could remove a nut, yes. Or God forbid a president gets into an accident and he can no longer perform his duties. Well, then the vice president takes over, right? We have a system in place for that. So what happens if you have a hologram for a president like this one who is either not able to act because he's frozen solid at the steering wheel? I love the phrase wheelhouse, okay? I'm a former, you know, yacht. I know how to drive a yacht, a big one. He got frozen at the wheel and the boat's heading right into a dock. And you're screaming at him, move the boat, turn to port. And he does nothing. Remember the movie with Humphrey Bogart, Caine Mutiny? Wow, what a film that was. Where the captain, the men knew the men on the destroyer knew that he was a coward. And he wouldn't act properly in a time of a crisis. The men knew it on the ship. They gave him names, you know, dirty names that the sailors would use for him. And then there was a court-martial that he was dereliction of duty, that he lost his nerve, whatever. But there was a court-martial. Because when he was under fire, he couldn't react properly. And they almost lost the ship in a storm. Remember that? Great move, a great book. I think Herman Wolk wrote it, who was a former naval officer, I believe, in World War II or whatever he was. But the Caine Mutiny is very similar to Obama right now. Obama reminds me of that captain who looks competent. Well, I don't even think he looks competent. But let's say he looks competent. He looks nice in the tan suit, let's say. The shoulders hang properly. My grandfather was a tailor made, rest in peace. I always look at the shoulders first. And the shoulders look nice. They're very well tailored, I'm sure, that they fly a tailor in from somewhere. Because I know they fly a pizza chef in every week for the daughter's pizza parties. So why wouldn't they fly in a tailor for the... But the guy looks good. But it reminds me of Captain Queeg walking around with steel balls in his hand. You know, he rolls them around. Remember that?
Do you know what I'm talking about? Is it too obscure a reference? Where is the hologram? He has said nothing? They behead another American journalist? And he knew for a year that the Islamo Klux Klan was on the roll? And he did nothing? I think he's now, he's jumping up the red steps now. Oh, Air Force One. Did they have a putting green on that plane? I want to know. Because it's a long time to... take the suit off now, put on the putting green. They must have a little putting green on Air Force One. Because when he was asked, do you have a plan for the Middle East to stop them? He said, you're putting the cart before the horse. He has a mind on a cart. Everything was with him is a cart, the golf cart. Everything's a cart. But the thing is, they must have a putting green on Air Force One now. So the president's team knew about this, and they did nothing. So who are they going to blame now? They said that the intelligence was so good a year ago that when the president drew a red line on chemical weapons used in Syria in 2012, the information was exquisite. Right? Now listen to this. It gets even worse. The source, who will not identify himself, said we were ready to fire on a moment's notice on a couple hundred targets, but no order was given. In some cases, targets were tracked for a long period of time but then slipped away. Are you listening to this? It gets even worse. So you got to understand why I'm very worried right now. It gets even worse. Remember the time they said that they tried to rescue the last hostage? He delayed it for over 30 days. Remember that? They knew what building he was in with other hostages, by the way, and the SEALs or Delta Force were ready to go. They were ready to go in and blow the brains out of these Islamo Klux Klans and send them to hell where they belong. But Obama delayed so long that by the time they went in, the prisoners were gone. Why? I'm asking you a question. Why? I'm asking you why. A large, heavily armed compound was known to be housing Mr. Foley, the first journalist who was beheaded, and other captives. And it was identified near the IKK, the Islamo Klux Klan stronghold of Raqqa, Syria. But what happened? What happened? Obama delayed it for 30 days. Why? I'm telling you, the whole thing stinks to high heaven. The whole thing stinks to high heaven. Something's wrong, my infidel friends. Something is wrong. Either he's incompetent or run to the conspiracy theory that many Americans are now running to. I don't want to engage in the conspiracy theories because I don't have to. It doesn't matter to me what the reality is. He may as well be. Don't you understand it doesn't matter whether it's homeland and he is sympathetic to them or, God forbid, even worse, or he's just incompetent. It doesn't matter. In either case, he's failing us. In either case, he's failing on national security. In either case, he's an incompetent commander-in-chief. In either case, he's got to go out. They got to throw him out of office. They have to remove him from office. You say it can't be done. It can only be done through impeachment. I disagree. The Democrat Party itself can get together and remove someone from office who is grossly incompetent without impeachment. Do you know that? It certainly would send a chilling message that this will not go on anymore at a time like this. But you're never going to get that out of the Democrats, ever. You think Harry Reid is going to order such an investigation or motion? You think Diane, the contractor, Feinstein is going to do it? You think Barbara Boxer is going to stop her shenanigans with global warming scams? You think she's going to stop? Are you kidding me? The Democrat Party is like an organized criminal enterprise. It's run almost identically to an organized criminal outfit. So they're not going to remove this guy from office. The Republicans don't exist. There is no Republican Party. Where is Boehner? Where is he? Where is he? I keep joking. He heard it spring break. He took it like a postman. Doesn't matter. Through fire, through ice, through beheadings, he's there. He's got the scotch. He's got the beach chair. He's in Jacksonville. He got the legs, the white legs with the black socks and the shorts, the checked shorts. He's on the chair. He's taking in the sun. Mr. Boehner, did you hear they beheaded another journalist? Don't bother me. When am I back? It's Labor Day. Oh, give me another couple of days. How many days do we get till we're in session? September 19th, I'm taking them all. But, sir, even the president came back from Martha's. I don't care. I'm not the president. And after all, if this is all over, I'm not going anywhere. I got the beach chair. I got the case of scotch. I got the water. I got the condo. I'm not going. Where is he? So, I'm holding forth. I feel like I filibuster every day. 3 hours a day I filibuster on the Savage Nation. It's great. I love it. And I've got to do it. I mean, we got to do this. Those of us who have been given the blessing of the microphone have to try to wake the nation up. It's a nation of zombies. A nation of zombies. There's a blitzkrieg going on in the Middle East, like when Hitler took one country after another with the tanks. Remember? You watch World War II footage, those of you watch it, I watch it. How the blitzkrieg was conducted by Hitler, the lightning war. Blitzkriegs, lightning war. Remember? No, they're using our tanks to conduct a lightning war, and they're using a terror tactic going back thousands of years, which is beheading, burying alive, raping, murdering, kidnapping, and selling women into slavery. They're doing it all over again. And meanwhile, the hologram has nothing to say. He's on the plane playing miniature golf on the way to Estonia. Can you imagine? I mean, it's unbelievable to me. It's unbelievable to me how he gets away with it, how there's no outcry. Oh, it dribbles out here and there. I love how these former Defense Department officials have now become talking heads. Suddenly they speak up. They find the courage. Now they go on Fox News. They're consultants. Oh, yeah, when I was in office. They don't do it when they're in office. Why not? Why don't they say a word while they're in there? Why? You know why. Because they'll be thrown out and their pension will be stripped. It's like any honest cop in a corrupt precinct. You know, remember Serpico took a bullet in the face? I wonder how that happened. So that's what we're in right now. I don't know how this ends. I have an idea how it ends. I have a pretty good idea how it ends. Thank God we have a Second Amendment, I'll tell you that. I would say go out and stock up on your 9mm. That's what I would say. Buy an extra gun for ISIS. That's what I... Teach your daughter to shoot. Teach your son to shoot. That's what I would say. Teach your children to defend themselves. Say, oh, what are you, crazy? Leave it to the government. They'll protect us. They're our champions for our borders, language, and culture. We shouldn't defend ourselves. We don't need it. We need an armed militia run by the Department of Homeland Security with tanks and machine guns. That's what we need. They did a really good job down in Ferguson, Missouri, when we needed them. They really suppressed that riot. Yeah, just ask the Indian shopkeepers how well they did. So I'm giving you the news. I'm telling you what's going on. My opinion, one man's opinion. And you want to hear something funny? You want to hear something funny? Here's something funny. Many of you are liberals who are now starting to listen to the show with a little different ear. You're listening for a while, say, let me let the guy, I enjoy, he's entertaining. Now you're starting to get a little more interested in what I'm saying, aren't you? I'm the old uncle in the family that's dead already, that's dead and buried, that you used to have in the family. There always used to be an uncle like me in every family. Someone who talked turkey over the turkey. But he's long gone, and there are no family dinners anymore. Now it's a quick whatever. It's not even a frozen meal anymore, but it's whatever. No meals together with families permitted. But I'm the uncle that's missing in your household. That's why you tune into the Savage Nation, because I sound like somebody you once knew in your life who knows what he's talking about. Well, my friends, very soon you're going to find out that I know more about what I'm saying than you could ever imagine. And I'm warning you that this is only the beginning of how bad it's going to get. Why do I say it? Well, because I'm just an alarmist, right-wing SOB who's trying to excite people against Muslims, that's all. It's not because I'm terrified that they're all over the country. Your own intelligence services told you that last week, that they're here, they're near, and they're ready to go. They told you they're all over the country. They lost track of 9,000 foreign students that were on their list of potential terrorists. They're gone. Where are they? Well, we don't know. We're busy watching the returning war veterans, Christians, those with crosses. That's who we're watching. So I'm saying you better get prepared to tend your own garden and take care of yourself. But it's going to get worse. It's going to get much worse. I see much worse. I have a dark vision for what's coming. That's why I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War. It's why I wrote it, to try to stop it. And I believe America's at the breaking point. And I believe that every one of us can play a role in stopping the coming civil war. How? By focusing on what this government may be trying to do to us. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Talking about a second beheading by the Islamo Klux Klan, the IKK, and the weak-kneed zero response from the hologram, who dashed off on Air Force One for some meetings over in Estonia. That's what we're talking about. And I'm asking you, how much longer can this country survive with this kind of weak knuckle response. It's insanity. So what would you do? What's your answer here? KSFO San Francisco, Rama, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Mike. The best thing I think that could happen in the world is for all the nuclear weapons to be destroyed that all the countries have. And I feel that if these weapons are destroyed, the whole climate, the whole feeling on the planet is going to be much calmer and people are going to be less fanatic and violent.
I see. And what happens if the Muslim fanatics get their hands on one of these denuked nukes? Do you think they would go along with the destruction of that nuclear weapon?
I think everybody will be happy if we get rid of it.
I didn't ask you about happy. Let's say your fantasy is played out and the U.S. and Britain and everyone else just magically gives up their nuclear weapons, Russia included. If the Muslim fanatics had the weapons, do you think they would agree to disarm?
I don't think they really want to kill themselves either.
You don't. But they're willing to die for their cause. They believe they go to heaven, don't you know that? And they get to molest 72 virgins in heaven for their reward of killing people here. You don't know how demented this is, do you?
I feel
if a man is willing to die for his religion, why is he willing to die for his religion? Because he believes he's going to get 72 virgins in the next world? You don't understand the psychosis here, do you? I mean, I know you mean well, but it's not how the world works. Anyway, that's the world we're facing today. A man is willing to die for his religion because he thinks he gets to rape 72 virgins in the next world? I just can't believe this.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Is the United States presently at war with ISIS? Yes or no?
Well, no. What we are doing is we are working very aggressively with international partners, with Iraqi and Kurdish security forces, to take the steps that are necessary
to mitigate
this.
Get this moron off the air. If this moron and his boss had been in power in 1939, when Hitler was breaking out of Germany, taking Poland, then Czechoslovakia, you'd be speaking German or you'd be a lampshade. Now we have Hussein Obama in the White House, and the blitzkrieg goes on. Oh, and we hear stories out of the media about nude photos on the cloud. That's the biggest problem for the FBI. They're looking into that one. They're not pulling back the shroud of Islamo-Klux Klan. They're not reaching behind the burqa. They're not looking inside the masks. No. They're looking at the Ku Klux Klan from the 1920s, making sure it doesn't have a resurgence in America. Meanwhile, the IKK is growing like crazy. Never call them ISIS on my show. Call them the IKK, the Islamo-Klux Klan. Do me a favor. ISIS sounds too much like icicles. It sounds friendly. Who created that acronym? Would they hire a PR agency from New York City? They hired some girls from Harvard, probably. Give us a nice acronym. Okay, let's try ISIS or icicle or something. Sounds friendly, doesn't it? Let's call them what they are, the Islamo-Klux Klan. But that's too good for them. I say plain old Islamo-fascism works. What's the difference what you call them? There's only one answer to this. General Pershing knew the answer. General George Patton knew the answer. And we've gone from Patton, General Patton to patent leather in one generation. From General Patton to men who speak softly and carry a limp stick. That's what we have now running this country. I see the Defense Department spokesman. I feel like crying. I feel like shaking the man and saying, it's okay now, you can go home, sir. It's okay now, you can go home. I mean, if you were the Islamo-Klux Klan watching the Pentagon Schmendrick speaking, would you be shaking in your robes down there in the desert? You'd be laughing. You'd be clinking teacups together. You'd be eating minced lamb together. You'd be enjoying yourself together. Eating kat, if you could get your hands on it. Drinking some kat tea, rather. That's what you'd be doing. You wouldn't be afraid of these men. You'd be laughing at them. These guys don't look like they could fight their way out of a shoebox. They don't look like they could fight their way out of a shoebox. Have you seen these men who represent our military? One soft-spoken putz after another. Where are the real men? They exist? Well, I know many of them were purged. They've been purged by Hussein Obama. So what would you like to do about this? Is the fear of the ISIS group, IKK, keeping you awake at night? Are you afraid of them? Are they winning the war of ideas by frightening you? Are you afraid of this blitzkrieg that's going on in the Mideast? It's a blitzkrieg. And the Defense Department says, oh, well, we knew about him a year ago, but the president was busy with other things like trying to grant amnesty to 60 million illegal aliens, like spying on every American, like attacking his political opponents with the IRS. He couldn't be bothered with ISIS. And then they admit, oh, we were shocked that they made such rapid advances in the Middle East. Reminded me of Hitler's Blitzkrieg in the beginning of World War II. Remember the Blitzkrieg, those of you who study a little history? Blitzkrieg. Lightning strikes. Well, the Islamo-fascists are real smart. Most of them were top military men under Saddam Hussein. Remember him? Old Saddam Hussein who Bush killed? And I said, don't kill him, just weaken him. Remember that? See, Bush 1 had it right. Bush 1 weakened Saddam Hussein by weakening his military but not killing him because he knew Saddam Hussein, a Sunni, would be a counterbalance to the Shias of Iran. And he didn't destroy the Republican Guard. He kept them intact. But Bush 2 was advised by neocons, who I can name by name, who said, kill Saddam, kill his sons, kill the Republican Guard, break all of his weapons, and look what we have today. Take a look at what we have today. Now we have a president who is not like a deer stuck in the headlights on the highway of fascism. No, there's another analogy I could make, but it's a family show and I can't do it. No, Obama's not like the proverbial deer stuck blindedly on a highway with the headlights on him, standing there on the road and you have to come to a stop. Anything to say about all of this? Yesterday we played some songs. We talked about Jimmy Carter's dirty money coming from Arab nations. Yesterday we talked about Al Gore, a man born without the gene for shame. You see, the pack ice in the Arctic has grown over the last 2 years to an area larger than the state of Alaska. But Al Gore hasn't stopped his big lie. The liars in the academic world have not stopped their big juggernaut of lies. No, we talked about that. And, of course, I celebrated the sanctity of labor. The sanctity of labor on Labor Day. I played a speech for you about labor, the labor of my grandfather, my father, and myself, and then, of course, my children, all raised to believe that, well, I say the work ethic. The work ethic is as simple as that. And now we have the leech ethic. From the work ethic to the leech ethic in one generation. Obama encourages the leeches and discourages the workers. Obama encourages the leeches to come into the country and tells the workers to drop dead and raises their taxes at every turn. Isn't it wonderful in one generation? We are at war. Do you understand that we are at war? Whether you want to accept it or not, you're at war. Whether you want to accept that this government's at war or not doesn't matter, because the enemy is at war with it, and the enemy is at war with you. You may not know it, you may not care about it, but you are at war. They have said you're at war. And what they're doing to these poor journalists, cutting their heads off, is horrendous. But what they have done to religious minorities, such as the Yazidi, the Christians, is beyond comprehension. Burying them alive, beheading men in front of their women and children, raping the women, putting the women into slavery, selling the women, massacring the children. It's beyond your imagination. Because you can't accept that Hitler is back, but he's not speaking German, and he's not dancing to the Horst Wessel song. No, Hitler is back, only he's speaking Arabic, not German. And Hitler is back, and he's not marching to the Horst Wessel song. He's marching to a different drummer. Marching they are across the Middle East right now, soon coming to a town in the Midwest. And you see, we have great men in our intelligence department. We have the DHS that can't keep track of its own cars. We have the FBI who's spending millions of dollars putting out videotapes of how great they're doing. Do you feel protected by your intelligence agencies, which have been purged? They've been purged, by the way, under Hussein Obama. Your FBI, your CIA, your DHS, your NSA have been purged under Hussein Obama. They've been purged. They can't say the M word. They can't say the I word. The world is burning, and we have a Schmendrick in the White House playing golf, raising money, and going to a wedding. You hear? And busting the southern border while ISIS is teaching two-year-olds how to shoot a machine gun. He's telling us to put our children on Ritalin, teaching our boys to have no guts, no glory, no nothing, to hate America. Instead of teaching them borders, language, and culture, he's teaching them God knows what. I don't mean he's teaching them verbally. It's a metaphor. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a story last week that should have your hair standing up. The number one issue amongst every voter in this country is not the economy, it's immigration, stupid. The number one issue in this country is the flood of illegal aliens that Obama and Holder and the evil Democrats are flooding into this country. And mixed in with them, as you well know, are terrorists. Everybody knows that. The military knows that. The intelligence agencies, if there's any intelligence left in them, knows that. How hard would it be for an Arab to shave off his beard, get a mustache, and come in as a child into America? Did you hear that story? 30-year-olds were enrolling in the first grade in Lynn, Massachusetts. And Eric Holder said it's a violation of their civil rights to ask them how old they are. So children who are 5 and 6 years old in the first grade in Massachusetts are now having to go to the bathroom and sit in a schoolroom with 35-year-old illegal immigrant men because of this screwball president of ours and the screwball Democrat Party who is destroying the fabric of our nation. You heard me. 35-year-old men, illegal immigrants with beards, are able to enter the first grade, and the school's saying, well, wait a minute, how old are they? Oh, sorry, violated the civil rights. Can't ask them how old they are. So now you want a 35-year-old man in the bathroom with your 6-year-old son? Are you people that stupid? Are you people that dumb that these enemies of the state can get away with this with impunity? Nothing happens. Nobody says a word to them. By the way, where are the Republicans? What Republican? Where's the opposition party? Oh, once in a while, there's an occasional sentence here and there. Ted Cruz said some good things to make up for his amnesty speech. He says, bomb ISIS back to the Stone Age. Good for him. Good for him. It's easy to say it when you're running for office. It's harder to do it when you are in office. In Britain, they have gone to DEFCON 1. They've introduced a security tool imposing constraints on terror suspects, meaning Muslims, who are traveling back and forth to terror countries. In this country, Obama said nothing about them. Zero. Can you believe this? There are other stories. I'm pleased to report that what I'm about to tell you is very good for the polar bears and very bad for the gangsters in the global warming criminal activity business. The pack ice, you see, in the Arctic has grown so significantly that the global warmists don't know what to do. That's right, the pack ice has grown. It has not shrunk, it grew. Of course, Al Gore is not to be heard from. He's raking it in. He's suing, in fact, Al Jazeera or something, whatever he sold it to. Didn't he sell it to Al Jazeera? I don't know what. Al Jazeera? Al Gore Shmira. And now he's suing them for $65 million because the Arabs he sold it to didn't give him all of the $500 million of the fraudulent network he sold them. Yeah, he has. Someone said that Al Gore was a man born without the gene for shame. That's very well put. But another man born without the gene for shame is Barack Obama. Another man born without the gene for shame is Eric Holder. Another man born without the gene for shame is everyone in the Democrat Party. And every woman in the Democrat Party were born without the gene for shame, or they're on such drugs. See, most of these psychoactive antidepressant drugs, I'm sorry to tell you, in my opinion, what they do is they suppress your conscience. Oh! Did I actually say that? The reason you're depressed is because you know you're no good. In most cases, the reason people are depressed is because they know they're no good, or they did something wrong, so they don't feel good about themselves. So you take a drug that kills your feelings and kills your conscience, so that suddenly you feel better. But it actually builds up and it works against you in the long run. So I don't know what drugs the men and women in the Democrat Party are in, but it's a type of drug that kills the sense of shame. 855-407-282. Would you please go to michaelsavage.com during the break? And would you at least check out my forthcoming book, Stop the Coming Civil War? It's on the top left. Pre-order it today. Click on it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Hot Dog 560 KSFA.
are the news headlines in the Savage Nation as we come to the end of hour number three for the 2nd of September 2014. We've been talking about another American journalist beheaded by the Islamo-Nazi fascist from hell, who the president doesn't think is a threat to America. Meanwhile, the real national security advisor we once had, Bud McFarlane, who worked for Ronald Reagan, who served two combat tours in Vietnam, who achieved the rank of lieutenant colonel after 20 years of military service in the Marine Corps, says that not having a plan to defeat ISIS is a dereliction of duty. Absolutely right. You know who we have for national security advisors now? College girls who jump when a truck backfires in the street. I'd like to direct you to the video on my site. I rarely put up videos that are personal. I have a personal video up of a speech I gave to a closed group last week in New York City, entitled An Immigrant Son Returns to Ellis Island. It's 6 minutes long. You're going to love it. And we've been talking about your immigrant story on the Savage Nation today. Do you have an immigrant story to tell as an example to the deadbeats coming in here to spit on our flag and collect welfare? Tell them what your immigrant story is. That's what we've been talking about in the Savage Nation. When this nation was a nation of real immigrants who came here to work, not to leech, it was a great nation. Look at what we've become now. Here are some of the questions we've been covering. Is it time to impose a travel embargo on all Muslims from Muslim nations? It's a shocking question. Is it time to ask it? After all, 6,000 students disappeared in America while the Department of Homeland Security was busy looking at you and checking on your emails. 6,000 students who were noted as potential problems have disappeared into America under Barack Hussein Obama, who pushes his radical social agenda at all costs while the world burns around him. We learned today that Obama was given detailed intelligence about the rise of the Islamo-fascist group ISIS well over a year ago. Did nothing. We've also talked about this. Passengers on airplanes fighting over seats. Oh, Eric Cantor, remember him? He's gone to Wall Street for $1.2 million a year. Remember Eric Cantor? Mr. Amnesty? Got thrown out of office, went right to Wall Street. Rotating door, Congress and big money. We've talked about the upcoming midterm elections and whether you're going to vote or not. And we've talked about you checking out my new book, Stop the Coming Civil War, available now on BarnesandNoble.com. It's the most important book of the year. You can use it as a billboard at work or at home. We've talked about this. Would you be willing to commit American ground troops for another war to stop ISIS? Well, I would say if each senator and each congressman had to contribute one combat troop, girl or boy, after all, I believe in equality, either directly from their family if they have children or from a related family. Yeah, ground troops would be great. I mean, if Boxer had to contribute a relative, Feinstein had to contribute, Reed had to contribute a relative, right? See how it goes? If they had to contribute a relative, sure. Meanwhile, the Ebola outbreak is spreading out of control, and the government brought it in here for us to work on it. Global warming is finished. More studies being released every day showing the ice pack is growing. But they haven't stopped lying. Oh, yes, infidels were spray-painted on three Indiana churches. Local police said they've never had anything like it. See, they've been looking to see if the right-wingers were going to rise up. Police were turned on right-wingers and Christians. That's what Eric Holder's Justice Department wanted local police to focus on. Dangerous white men from churches. But you see, it wasn't white men from churches who sprayed infidels on the churches. No doubt it was Muslims. But they're not allowed to look at Muslims because Eric Holder and Barack Obama told them that would be racist. Oh, yes, one last point in the news today in the Savage Nation. Amnesty International, remember those good folks who went down to Ferguson, Missouri? Well, they had nothing to say about the beheadings last week, but now they said the Islamic State has carried out ethnic cleansing. I would say that's a bit too late and a bit too little. Amnesty International should be renamed Amnasty International, and they should just go home. This is the Savage Nation saying good night and God bless America.
Savage.